Antifa-linked minister threatens public with consequences for liking online posts she disagrees with. By Peter Cattell on August 9, 2022. Germany's Antifa-linked interior minister has threatened the public with consequences should they decide to like posts she disapproves of on social media. Nancy Faeser, Germany's leftist interior minister, has threatened the general public with consequences should they decide to like posts on social media she deems problematic. The minister, who wrote an article for a so-called anti-fascist publication simply titled Antifa only last year, made the threats ahead of the protest in the country which is set to involve the symbolic pillorying of fellow left-wing climate minister Robert Habeck, who has so far failed to get a handle on the country's gas crisis. In response to a video announcing the protest, which depicted a fake Habeck tied up awaiting his public pillorying, Faeser has decried the protest as going too far. Despite the video itself emphasizing that the real Habeck was not going to be pilloried in what was explicitly described as an attempt not to upset the hard left. Despite such reassurance though, Der Spiegel has reported that Faeser is now promising legal action against those who posted the video, while also threatening those who dare to so much as attend the advertised demonstration or even like the video announcing it. "We will also hold those who posted this video responsible for it," the publication reports Faeser is saying. With the leftist minister also reportedly warning those who would think about joining the planned protest or even liking such a post that they would also face consequences for doing so. "The freedom to demonstrate has its limits where other people are injured," she went on to say, with multiple publications claiming that the video depicted the kidnapping of Minister Habeck, though no evidence has been presented to support such a claim. However, the group reportedly responsible for both the video, which has since been taken down by order of German authorities, as well as the upcoming protest, has ridiculed the hostile response, pointing out that similar displays have been used to protest politicians on the right without causing any uproar. Funny, when it goes against right-wing populists, the media celebrates the scandal as creative policy. When it goes against the green establishment, a storm of indignation erupts. The group Freie Sachsen, Free Saxons, wrote in a post on social media. "Well, this is how double standards continue to manifest in this country. It is simply to prevent citizens from being able to publicly criticize the government," the post continued, before calling on the public to fight back against this censorship. In this case, among other things, on the legal path. While officials in Germany appear to have distracted them with an advertised protest of a group that has reportedly never managed to get more than 100 people to turn up to a single demonstration, the country's energy situation only appears to be getting worse, with it now being warned that millions in the country could be left unable to pay their energy bills this winter. Things have gotten so bad that authorities in the country have even suggested reducing the amount of gas it supplies its neighboring nations with in order to avoid winter shortages, a move that largely appears to fly in the face of Germany's usual undying support of a united European Union. However, one thing that ministers in the country appear extremely reluctant to do is to extend the use of nuclear power in the country, with climate-crazy politicians seemingly still committed to shutting down the state's three remaining nuclear plants by the end of the year despite ongoing energy shortages. For example, while the country's chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has said that he is open to extending the lifetime of the three remaining plants, the leftist leader has said that he first wants to see the result of stress tests on the country's grid before making any decisions. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.